it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi. Hello,
Hi.
Everybody.
What's going on? What is up?
When we get past the MyPillow stuff, I do have a couple of personal privilege announcements I need to make.
Okay. Well, I have pillow news, speaking of pillows, and that is that we got an email from Cindy Lou Martin, who said, my husband and I own a home in Tucson that we rent out as a vacation rental. I'm going to have to check that out because I'm going to Tucson over 4th of July.
And Tucson's awesome.
I mean, I already have like arrangements booked for this trip, but like on the next trip, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
And she said, I placed an order and our guests will now have MyPillow sheets, pillows, and towels. I hope all of our liberal guests enjoy them.
I already have
towels and pillows for our home in Wisconsin. We'll have to add sheets and kitten fur slippers.
The kitten squeezy technology, you guys. Kitten squeezy technology.
And now is a really fantastic time to call 800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and use code
CHICKS.
Because the towels, you guys, more than 50% off when you use that code. More than 50% off.
Yeah, they're also, listen, I would also use those towels as outside towels.
You could.
I would use them because they're that awesome and absorbent and luxurious.
They're so thirsty.
You could use them as beach towels too. I would use them as like pool towels.
But they also have beach towels. Like they have actual beach towels.
They do. But I would also use just like regular white towels as pool towels as well because I'm weird like that. Okay. So I have to quickly like, are we done? Because I have to quickly.
Yeah.
Are we good? Okay. Because I went to a wedding this weekend and I have to give a shout out to this sweet Mackenzie that I met at this wedding. It's a family wedding. So I walk into this family wedding, you know, and it was like my cousin that got married. Last hurrah, get to say goodbye to a lot of my family, which is really nice. The timing was great because I'm moving this week permanently to Texas. So I walk into this wedding and we had gone to the chapel, went through the ceremony, walking to the reception. And this girl was like, oh my God, are you Daisy? Because I guess she heard me talking to my mother. And that happens quite a bit because people don't recognize me. I don't know about you, Mock, but people don't recognize my face, but they recognize my voice.
The voice.
Right. So she was like, oh my God, are you Daisy? And I was like, yes, I am. And so she ran over like squealing, so happy and everything. She's precious. I mean, just absolutely adorable. So cute. Her name is Mackenzie. And she's listened to the show and stuff like that. And she listened because of her dad. Her dad told her to listen to her show and everything, which is adorable. And she's in her 20s. So cute. Has a little tattoo. It says Made in the USA. Has a date. She was born. She's a super conservative, this girl. And that's why I wanted to bring it up is because, well, one, because she's adorable. I'm going to give her a shout out. Her boyfriend looked like Tim Tebow. I mean, they're just the most precious couple.
But I hate them. I hate both of them.
I know, right? She's so cute, you guys. But it gives me hope. Because there are, because sometimes I think that there are no 20 somethings out there who are conservative. I mean, I really do. I get really, like you would say, bejiggity about it because I think, oh my God, there are no young conservatives. There are young conservatives out there. And she was proud of it. Like she did not care who.
Good.
She was out and proud conservative. I mean, she's got it like she's all tatted up in America. Yay. So I just want to like tell y'all that there are young conservatives out there who are loud and proud. And so we cannot lose hope because they are good. So hi, Mackenzie. And so anyhow, they're out there.
So, yeah, somebody just asked if the towels are soft. And the answer to that question is yes, but not in the gross, slimy way.
Right.
That's what's so great about the MyPillow towels. They're not lotiony and slimy. They're soft, but like thirsty. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway. All right.
There's
also,
a 29-year-old conservative here. Welcome.
Okay. Well, see.
I love that.
Debbie's got two of them. And, and Melanie works with one. They're all over the place.
Okay, they're there. They're there. We just want them to be proud and like out there and not afraid, not afraid to show their conservatism. So that makes me very happy. Anyhow.
That's right. Thank you for the folks that are asking if I feel better. Yes, I do. I feel almost 100%. So I am much, much better than yesterday. We did a, for those that were not in the Insiders video yesterday, we did a special exclusive for our Chicks on the Right Insiders group, which you should consider joining if you haven't already. Because it's exclusive content just for the Facebook group, Chicks on the Right Insiders.
And Mock was wrecked.
I was, oh my God.
My God. She was wrecked last night, you guys.
I mean, I was a disaster. Yeah. And I went to bed 20 minutes after we got off of our video at 7:30. 20 minutes later, I was in bed. But I am much, much, much better. So not 100%, but I would say 85, 90. So
Took because she took the vaccine. That's why she took the J&J vaccine yesterday.
I have all
was
the
it yesterday or Saturday?
Saturday. And Saturday was fine. Like I felt nothing on Saturday, but yesterday was a beast. I haven't heard from my husband yet to see how he is because he also got it. I'm waiting to hear like once he gets up, I want to see how he's doing. But I feel a lot better. Okay. Whitmer. Let's talk about
Gretchen
Whitmer.
Whitmer.
So once again, in addition to remember that time where like she was at her lake house or her husband went to the lake house, even though everybody else was supposed to stay indoors and basically not move out of their household.
Right.
She does it again. So she was caught in a photo with like 12 other people at some restaurant up there in Michigan. And this is despite the fact that restaurants under her orders still have social distancing. Only 6 people can be seated at one table at a time. And she's in a photo with like 12 people in one big group, clearly not all of the same household. Right. But they're all there. They are happily smiling in this photograph. And so now she has come out to apologize, saying, I am human. And I made a mistake and I'm sorry.
Were they all like sitting at the table eating casserole? Is that what they were doing? Because I mean, they all, listen, they all look like they were all from different families and different places. And so she was not clearly not following the rules. I can't stand this woman.
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah. So anybody in Michigan who listens to her garbage and her spew her lies out of her face should just be like, I'm not listening to you anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, enough is enough. Like, she's the biggest hypocrite. The travel to Florida, all this stuff. I mean, we are on to you, Gretchen.
The hurting and the kill, all the old people who have died. I'd be like, no, I'm not listening to a word that you say. I mean, it's like, who cares? These people are, they are power hungry. That's all, what this is all about.
Yeah.
God, this is all so ridiculous.
In addition to that horrible sea hag, Gretchen Whitmer, we also have news about AOC. And AOC, I don't know if you guys remember like her ridiculous Instagram video that she did shortly after the January 6th Capitol hullabaloo. But now, even months later, she is now talking about the fact that she is in therapy because she and her other member of her colleagues in Congress, I'm not making this up, this is a direct quote, effectively served in war. And so that's why she needs therapy now, because she effectively served in war that day.
I want to know what like a Dan Crenshaw thinks of this.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Dying to know what he thinks of it.
Like, I bet he's responded. I wouldn't be surprised if he's tweeted about it.
Yeah, because I mean, when she says those words, like I served in war, I want to know what actual veterans who have served in actual wars think about this hag.
Yeah.
You know, and saying words like that. So she wasn't even in the building, first of all. She wasn't there.
She was in a building.
So we were in a building. You know? But I mean, she wasn't there. And she's claiming that the drama in this woman. So she's claiming that she was in a war. This is what she's claiming. I don't even think she's fit to serve.
I don't either. She's one of those people like Ashley Judd who is so consumed by their own self-introspection that they internalize all this stuff and then have to talk about it incessantly, right? It's like, it's almost like it's trendy to have mental health issues. And so the other thing that she said is, after the six, I took some time and it was really Ayanna Pressley when I explained to her what happened to me, like the day of, I ran to her office and she was like, you need to recognize trauma. This is how they talk to each other.
Yeah, this is how they talk to each other. And I mean, it's unreal. You know, meanwhile, she's in a position of power. Well, you know what? If she can't handle it, she needs to step down. She's obviously not equipped to deal with the position, so she needs to step down. This is how I feel. I may be alone in thinking that way, but she's clearly not equipped to handle the job.
No, she's not. And she's even said that she, in addition to being in therapy, she's also slowed down. So she said, I'm doing therapy, but I've also just slowed down. I think the Trump administration had a lot of us, especially Latino communities, in a very reactive mode.
Really? Okay.
Oh my God. What an insufferable hag she really is.
It's just a constant state of victimhood. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what it is, a constant state of victimhood.
Perpetual.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Rand Paul is getting some backlash on the social media because he tweeted that he is not getting the vaccine because he has had COVID and he has natural immunity. And that's that. That's what Rand Paul said. Adam Kinzinger, he's like that total rhino who's just become such a disappointment, which is sad because he used to be hot.
Right.
And then he became like super.
Then he became not hot.
Yeah, then he became not hot.
Unhot.
He's beehotified.
Right.
And so he's like, oh, you're so brave. You're such a tough guy. You're such a man. How manly. That was his response.
That's nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with your non-hotness.
Right. It was such a bizarre thing.
It's so bizarre. No, it's so bizarre. Listen, what if you've never had COVID or you don't know if you've had COVID or not? You have no idea. You just don't want to get it because you don't want to get it.
Shouldn't that be a thing?
Right. I mean, because what if you think, okay, I may just get COVID and then I'll just build my immunity that way. I feel like I'm just going to keep my immune system up by taking vitamins and working out and getting
being in the
rest
sun
and being, yeah, right. And just doing all the things that, you know, a healthy person does. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do. I just,
what do you do?
What you do to do to don't drink, don't smoke. What you do to. Yeah. I basically live my life like an Adam Ant song. Okay. So that's how I fight COVID. Okay. What's it to you?
I hope
hot,
people
dude.
Get that. I hope people understand that
nobody,
reference.
Nobody. There's like three people out there that understood that reference. But it's like, but seriously, what if that's the way I want to live my life, unhot guy? It's America. If I want to live my life like an Adam Ant song, I should be able to do that.
That's right.
It's freaking America.
That's right. Which is, that's exactly right. And I'm so
right.
mad that I got that vaccine.
You should be.
Why did I do that? God, I'm so irritated.
Well, because you did. I mean, it's like you were there and you bent to the pressure.
I did. I totally bent. I totally bent.
We still love you. We still love you. It's fine.
I totally bent. God, it was so dumb.
Listen, we still love you. We just hope it doesn't change your DNA. That's all.
Well, I didn't do the weird RNA one. So if that means anything, this one is a whole different virus.
It just freaked me out. I was telling my husband because I call him every night when we're here and, you know, every like 15 times a day. But last night I was talking to him and I was telling him how you got the J&J one and how when it went in your arm, it hurt.
Oh, my God.
I felt it. And it reminded me of like Iron Man 3 when they like injected her with that. You probably didn't see Iron Man 3.
I
love all the Marvel movies, but they injected her with this thing and it was like this, it's like this heat thing. And it went in there and you could see it and you could see it go through her body. And it's like all, and I'm like, Pepper Potts was like injected with this thing and it made her all like, and it made her like all heat infused. And now she's like this, she's like a superhero too. And I'm like, oh my God, Maka's like a superhero now. Like she's like, but not really, you know what I mean?
But not.
But the way that you described it, it was kind of terrifying.
It was awful. It was the worst terrifying. Like actual shot I've right. ever gotten. And I've had all the vaccines and all yeah. kinds of shots, but this yeah. one was really weird. Cause you always think, well, when it goes in, that's the worst part. When it's done, it's done. But this was like, you felt all the goo just moving around in there, and it really hurt. I mean, it really, yeah. really hurt. So yeah, I don't recommend it.
I am not into that.
And I don't recommend
it. Listen, she's not one to complain about vaccine. I mean, this is a girl who, like, I'm talking about Mock, who, like, you know, got pneumonia. And she was like, I'm fine, you guys. I'm fine.
I can do the show from the hospital. It's fine.
It's fine. And she was like, third day pneumonia. I'm okay. You're not okay. You have pneumonia, you know?
Yeah, I was not okay.
What?
What?
My daughter's making fun of me. She's making fun of me. I'm doing the voice. She's like, when I do that voice, she's like, ah.
So anyway, also speaking of vaccines, so Rand Paul is not going to take it, and everybody can suck it that doesn't like that.
He's a doctor. He can do whatever. You know what I mean? Okay.
That's exactly right. And by the way, just because I caved does not mean I'm not going to still be railing against it, like schools like IU saying that everybody has to get it. This is what pisses me off so bad. It's why I'm so mad at myself for even doing it. Because I'm like, IU, if you're faculty, staff, or a student, you are not allowed to be at the university without a vaccine.
Okay, and here's a
bunch of BS.
All right, here's a question. So all these liberals, because if it's become politicized, all these liberals totally. Are like, oh, it's totally okay for you to ask for all these kids to have a vaccine, this vaccine that's not approved yet. I mean, it's just approved for, listen, that's, and therein lies the difference, right?
Right.
It's approved for emergency use. Let's get that completely straight. It's approved for emergency use only. Okay. So they want all these kids to show their paper to get in, to make sure they can come back to school at IU and all these other universities. Right. But yet they don't believe in like the voter ID.
Right. Well, I mean, what? It's totally,
you know,
different.
What I mean? Like, but I don't, what do you, I don't understand you. I don't.
So different.
Is it?
It's a matter of public health, Daisy. Hello.
Oh. but okay.
No, right. it's ridiculous, and it's complete double standards and hypocrisy all the way around. Complete. But I cannot believe that this is a thing. And I would think that IU would be like, holy crap, we're opening ourselves up to some serious lawsuits.
Yeah.
And this has to go to the Supreme Court. Like it right. has to. So because people need to sue.
Yeah, because this is the thing. I mean, it's been approved for emergency use, but you're going to get serious SAEs and AEs and possibly deaths.
Right.
People will sue. Like,
and they need to. And then I can't imagine the Supreme Court is going to be like, yeah, you can require people to get a non-FDA approved drug. You can require that? No, that's crazy. Yeah.
And not to mention, it's like Tina said, not to mention it's a violation of your privacy.
Exactly.
This is insanity. It's absolute insanity. I cannot believe that we are doing this in this country.
I know. I hate
Bugger it. Bugger off. It's none of your business if I get this. It's none of your damn business.
Yeah. New York. Teachers in New York or prospective teachers, I should say, are no longer going to be required to take the academic literacy skills test.
Oh, my
in
God.
Order.
Oh my God.
In order to be teachers. So this is hilarious because what that is a measure of is actual reading and writing ability. And now it's just like, no, I mean, that's not important. We really want everybody to know their pronouns, but I mean, reading and writing.
I got to tell you,
whatever.
One of my biggest pet peeves, and I love my daughter's teachers. I do. I love them. They're great. I mean, we've had great experiences thus far. Like her elementary school was the best. It was fantastic. But if there's one thing that irritates the shit out of me more than anything, it's when I see teachers write things that are grammatically incorrect and that have spelling errors.
Yeah.
When I see that, I cringe. I absolutely cringe. I'm like, these are teachers. And they're writing stuff to parents that have,
oh my God,
grammatical errors and spelling errors. And I'm like, oh my God, I see it quite a bit.
Well, it's just going to get worse because, right. again, school's focus now is on, you know, gender identity and critical race theory. So now we have absolutely no hope. I mean, schools now are just in the most hugest amount of disrepair
right.
that I've ever, ever seen. It's right. terrifying.
So with that note, bring it in. You guys, it's so great. It's Monday. It is Monday. It's going to be a great day, you guys.
And then it's going to be a long weekend.
Oh my God, that's right. We're coming up with a fantastic long weekend, you guys.
That's right.
Have a wonderful Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Manchin says no to DC statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.